Hello, this is Kimberly Poon, owner, founder of OurShareSpace.com, Unity Community. This is my first podcast. It's called Podcasting by Dummies. I've made this as a test to show how fast I could ramp up an income stream using a strategy of uniting with other people, getting them to listen and share with their followers, etc., etc., and growing exponentially, quickly. I own my own secure, organic, grassroots, synergistic, just the whole best of the best, elevated with integrity, no, where everybody's trying to rip you off and cons and, you know, just all the real nastiness in the world today. It's all about the other part, and there's a ton of it, a ton of people just waiting. They all know we need to connect, you know. We need to connect, not isolate. And that's what I'm all about. I am making these and leaving everything with the mistakes so you can see everybody makes mistakes. That's the fastest way to learn, is to make a mistake, you know. I have found my son passed away on January 25th at 2019, of an extremely rare cancer that nobody knows anything about, called synovial sarcoma. He was the love of my life, my favorite person, my only little boy. He's 29 years old, and in his short 29 years, has made the biggest impact and on so many people from just every walk of life. I had no idea. I mean, I knew he was amazing and we were connected completely. I mean, you know, my I have a grandson now that was born just a few days after Josh passed, and he's like that to my daughter. So I don't know, it's like Josh is in him. And so when it first all happened, I mean, all of last year, thank God, he was in very good health and happy, and I saw him all the time, almost every day. You know, what mother gets to, you know, see her Sunday and night when they're at that age? It was amazing, and thankfully. He only had a short month of pain, less than a month. I thank God for that. I was with him in the moment, eye to eye, without fear. You know, and every day he was surrounded by people. I mean, everybody. I just was blown away that I had created somebody so amazing, you know. And his wish was always for people to come together and join together and help each other, inspire. My son wasn't one of those that was dogmatic. He evolved. He would learn, ask questions. He had no problem asking questions. You know, took advice from anybody. And he just weighed and made his decisions, did his research, and changed where he needed to change and adjust. He was going to UNLV. He was a couple courses away from getting his bachelor's degree. Originally, he was going to be a sports broadcaster. He's an elite athlete. I mean, the things he could do, he's only 5'5" and a half, She always blamed on me because I'm 5'2". And I was always terrified of him because he wanted to play football. And when he first entered high school, he was under 5 feet. I know that. Tiny little thing. So adorable, beautiful, handsome, kind in every way. I did not know. I underestimated him. He could have played football, and in later years, he did play football for whatever the AAA flag football league, and he would play with actual professional football players that were in the off season that wanted to stay in shape. And he and his brother Colton, their team in the hardest division, went all the way to win the state competition. And I still have his championship medallion hanging around on his rear view mirror. I have not washed the car. I can't move anything out of the car because it has his DNA in it. And my baby girl, Samantha, I was finally after New Year's going to go, okay, I'll have to do this now. And she told me, absolutely not. Don't do it, because we can never create another one, another piece of DNA. That's all we have. So I drive around that, and, you know, and I feel close to him. So when he first passed away, I was completely numb and surrounded, like I said, blown away by all these people. I was 182 pounds at 5'2". And I had... I have a very just a huge fear. It was just awkwardness of being in front of a camera, because, you know, we grew up in the videotape age, but I was like, say, if I was actually on a TV show, I'd be the looky-loo that kept looking in the camera. And my eyes would always look real big, and I'd talk real fast, and extremely uncomfortable. But I just watched how my son made goals. And what I was going to say about the sportscaster thing is this. When he was in college, he wrote a paper about the traumatic brain injury stuff that these athletes were having that was killing them. And he saw that, and he said, I won't be a party to that. You know, he thought it would be promoting that type of punishment. And he didn't want to do it, didn't want any part of it, because he was all about, you know, being the very best version of yourself in every way. He lived, he didn't, he walked the walk, and he, like I said, he was funny, just so naturally funny, and just so talented in music. He could just play things by ears. I used to shoot out whatever random song, like Meghan Trainor or whoever, and that kid could play anything. And I don't have any music with me, but and if you have heard my Phil Collins video on when I went to his last concert, which was on my bucket list, and somehow this year has been one of the most bittersweet, bitter without him, but it's like the incredible momentum and clarity, focus, determination, serendipitous synchronicity, instinctual. I don't know, inspiring. I just am so widely open to everything. It's like there are signs everywhere just compelling me down this journey to what I've created and evolved. I mean, I'm a very unique individual because I have 163 IQ. I'm Aquarius. I am a fire horse with Chinese horoscope. It's very, very powerful. I'm bipolar, which, I had insomnia for about 20 years because I didn't always like mind over madness. Nice. Freudian slip there. Mind over matter. You know, I come from a family of elite athletes, super achievers, highly intellectual. Got just the best genetics of the best, really. And with all the gifts and the education and experience, I was always the one who would do something and master it and then move on to something else. And to my family, they're more type A. I'm a type both. I can be logical, organized, and that way. To obsessive compulsiveness. And I have been. And I've done amazing things. But I also have a very creative, open, psychic, I guess. You know, whatever you call that. And I have incredible luck. Incredible luck. And I am not a, I don't know. I also evolve. I change. I was a long time ago a mean, gossiping little bitch. And, you know, a rich, little, entitled white lady. And now I've just, like, I don't know. I've just downsized everything because it's a big headache to have to deal with all of that. You know, I don't want to worry. I don't like when the phone rings. I don't like when there's a piece of mail. I was off the grid, literally a ghost. That's what they call me. Paid cash. Didn't want a bank account. Didn't want anything. Going from one of the first women on the internet in Vegas, and one of the original members of the Vegas.com team, just fresh out of college, journalism, marketing, and communication degree, and I have an incredible thirst for learning. If you're not learning, you're not living. And I will get creative flows, you know, that go through me, flow through me. And I know people, you know, you guys all have had experienced that. But it's like when you're writing and it's coming out so easily, you go as fast as you can and get every little thing for as long as you can, you know, because when it stops, I was blocked for 7 years. And that was not cool. I didn't just floundering around. So, why am I saying all these things? I'm saying all these things because you always see me happy, happy, this and that. And what I'm happy about is that I'm doing something very positive towards going towards real solutions and answers to help everybody. To find a place for people because I see that there are basically two types of people. There's more than that. But there's these two types of people are the fence sitters that they just wait on the fence. Don't make any decision, you know, just wait. And then there's the people that just are drowning themselves in negativity and they're so miserable and have given up and they just, you know, what is that? Misery loves company. and they shoot down everybody's ideas and, you know, shame them and whatever, on. And it's just them projecting their own insecurities. Pretty simple. It's very scary out there, you know, and it's not adding up in any way. And I watch the market indicators and I watch what's going on here. It's not adding up. We're corporate downsizing, and I'm watching the cream of the crop, the people that have done everything right, that have done everything perfect or superior in every way, get kicked to the curb. You know what I mean? It can happen to anybody, and you're silly if you don't think so. The younger people, you guys don't happen to have grown up kind of in between, you know, after the baby boomers, I'm Generation X, so come as you are, you know. And we were the first generation of truly spoiled people with air conditioning, refrigeration, microwave, you know. We had Betas and all that. Betamax, blah, blah, blah. Easy, easy, easy. In Vegas, when I grew up, was a very, you know, because we lived off nowhere near the Strip. Had anything to do with any of that. But they made sure we were, everybody was safe. They didn't let any crap come in here. So we had a very idyllic growing up here. Everything was very stable. Everybody had, we like to say, flush with cash. Everything was comped. You never paid for a drink. No, there was just nothing like, you know, anything. You know, there was like real journalism. I was taught real journalism. And all journalism is biased. You know, it's impossible not to, because you pick and choose which ideas. So it's impossible. However, you do the research, and you try to make the best decision based on that, and learn from that, and you know what I mean, and go from that. And I always try to, a million years ago, somebody said something great, and his name's Scotland, and he asked me about something. He said, what's your motivation for doing that? And it just really kind of got me to the core, because he was right. What was it? Pretty much everything is selfish, but I mean, how selfish? You know? So I always kind of check myself with that. And I believe definitely in connection and, oh my gosh, quantum physics and everything, just everything. And I see that there is no way that we can continue in the vein we're going. And there's no way it's going to happen. I feel bad for the younger generation, because oh my God, my daughter, I love her dearly. And she said, Mom, I want you to have 401k plan and all these things. And you know what, when I was growing up, that was possible. And you know, the Mad Men generation before, that was possible. But my generation, we're a bunch of fuck ups. We're spoiled rotten. Look what we did to the world. You know, self-centered, spoiled little greedy, you know, we're just taught greed and power and possessions and this and that. And the thing is, they are nothing. All you do is want more. And I've helped bring 3 companies public. I've had all that. I love the journey and the excitement and the creativity, that kind of thing. Possessions are just possession. You know what I mean? And I'm a person that loves to move around, and I'm not a 9-to-5 office thing. I can't do it. I'm not a fake person. Very unfiltered. You probably have noticed. My family don't understand that. my friends don't understand that. Well, some of my friends, I should say. But yeah, I'm just real. It's just so much simpler. And the thing is this, I am the way I am. When I tried to conform into the parameters that they thought I should be, that's when I had issues with all kinds of stuff. Drink too much, drugs, whatever, sex, everything, you know? Because I was so uncomfortable. And I hated it. And it definitely wasn't, celebrating me and using the best of me in the best ways. And so that comes with age. Well, hopefully it comes with age, but definitely with me it has. In 2007, I actually quit social media. Like, I don't know how old I was at that point, 30 or something, 39. And because I thought I was too old because they were all 20-year-olds or something. It was so ridiculous because the world has only a lot less 20-year-olds than they have every other age. And the reason they celebrate youth is they can get the youth cheap. You know what I mean? Somebody with experience and this and that. Well, first of all, you'll find out managers and stuff, they don't want to hire somebody that's smarter than them because a lot of people are terrified. They talk jargon and catch for, you know what I mean? You know, I'll reach out to you, whatever. They say all the buzzwords. Narcissism, that's a big one lately. It's cracked the shit out of me. I don't think people even understand what it means. And they're just throwing it out everywhere. I laugh. I don't know. I've always been pretty fearless, but, you know, there's always a little bit of insecurity and this and that or whatever. When the social media thing, I mean, I know everybody relates to what I'm saying because I watch you guys now doing it. And like last night, if you watched our live at 5 with my beautiful sister and my roommate, just absolutely gorgeous, lovely, real people, not fake, cartoon characters that Hollywood dictates, you know? That they feel bad about themselves and other people are making them feel bad. That's just ridiculous. That needs to stop. Really needs to stop. And, I don't know. Because, there's just beauty everywhere. Beauty is like Orange is the New Black, that beginning sequence, you know, the opening with all the different faces. Every one of them are beautiful, completely unique and beautiful. And that's what I'm talking about. There's no one thing. I mean, the idea of beauty is also a mathematical golden ratio, quantum physics kind of thing about proportion. And, the oval face in a certain distance with the eyes to the, you know, blah, 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 blah. That is just, it's actually doesn't make them uniquely, it makes you common, makes you very common and comfortable in this little, you know what I'm saying? It's just the opposite of what you might think. But you know, historically, the beauty, it's a thing. Like babies are cute, so we don't kill them and leave them or whatever. I mean, can you imagine? I can't even imagine another time. I can't imagine having a baby without disposable diapers. And look at a mess that made of the earth. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know. When I was young and had Josh, and I was the best mother. Man, I was on it. And then as I got older, man, I had like a nervous breakdown with my, you know, I was terrified. I was terrified to drive with my daughters because they were like just very close in age. And I was terrified. I don't know, because I'm the type of person that I always look in a room and I look for the escapes. I feel like the Bourne Identity kind of thing, you know? I'm always like that. How am I going to make my mistake? How am I going to make my escape? How am I going to defend myself? How am I going to this? How am I going to that? You know, plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now that I have Lori, I am going to be a lot more organized and streamlined, because I still haven't gotten to tell you my New Year's Eve story. But basically, at the end of the night, I'm the last person there at 5:30 in the morning. My phone's almost dead. I have $60 left, and the Uber to my house was $100 to $150. And I was like, oh, plus my phone wouldn't have last to do it anyway. And a lot of people would have been terrified, and I was not at all in any way. And like I said, just serendipitous synchronicity stuff happens. Ow, sorry, my butt. Why am I telling you all these things? Is this? I am doing this for my son. I'm doing it because I am a positive person. I was just criticized by a member of my family about our video. Not that one. My grief one with my sister. I had that broken iPhone and built everything up with just that. And my fucking, pluckiness, you know, fierce determination. I didn't have a end goal. All I knew is I was kind of on a scavenger hunt looking, and started with DoorDash, and they're promising $500 to $700 a week. And they're doing the little fancy YouTube ads with, you know what I'm saying? Well, I became undercover, but no way, nothing about that jives. Total bullshit. I kept an expense record, everything, videotaped everything. I could not get help. You know, you couldn't even talk to a human being. I mean, it's a sad, sad thing when you have 20 programmers and some freaking rinky-dink broken-down thing in Canada. A very gritty piece of shit owner that, you know, is that literally stealing tips from the drivers and from the customers for himself. And not even, and having this subpar, I mean, the worst software that was not, and you know, and to not have a human being be for customer support, that's just unbelievably greedy. The degree, the level of greed blows me away, you know? That kicked in the journalist in me and the activist in me and the holy shit. Because I have a nose for news. And I, of course, stumbled into a lot of big stories really fast. And I, of course, posted them. And then, of course, I got thrown out of a bunch of places time and time again. You know what? But there's the way it is. The stalker, when I got that crazy stalker guy. I've never had anything like that before in my life, but there are plenty of people out there that are living in fear to this day, hiding and, you know, afraid to have a picture taken because of some idiot who has taken away their power. And this dude went through Messenger into my reminders that I didn't even know was on my phone. And said he was coming into town The only reason I saw it, because it popped up, you know, to check. And it said he was coming in town, and he was had my daughter's address. And then that's when I got fucking... And I called the police, and it wasn't like they didn't want to do something. They literally can't do anything. I called the FBI. I called my daughter to warn her, and she screamed at me like it was my fault. And wouldn't call me back. And I was spent the worst, you know, one of the worst, I don't even know how long. But this fucking, this guy was no criminal mastermind. I think literally Facebook's highly protected. I mean, you guys, everybody's entrusting them with, I mean, why? There's no checks and balances here. They can do what they want to do. You know, they've wiped my numbers out. They've wiped so many things out. But, you know, we just have to take their word for it. But the lovely thing about Facebook is that you guys seem to love me. I have built this huge viewership because of it. And, hey, that's cool. And when I found out I wasn't going to get any help from anybody, And most of the people, I mean, I went online like I always do because I go live as protection. Because you know what? No matter what, in the end, you're going to know who was the last person invited to disappear, where I was and who it was, right? But lots of times you can disarm people with comedy and they want to go. You see it all the time. Everybody wants to be on TV. Very, very few don't. So, you know what I mean? And I'm really good with people, so it's cool. But that crazy guy, I decided to outstalk him. I hashtagged him everywhere, wrote everything everywhere, sent it to his work, to his mother, to his everything that was connected to him. With proof showing, which I have all the proof of everything. And actually I think it was the Detroit News, he's from Michigan. He was in the white pages even. He's a fucking idiot. And I didn't do anything illegal. I just posted the white page. I happened to have his name and address. You know, whatever. Hashtag. And that's all. I'm not going to back down from that guy. And, yeah. Bottom line is this. If he's going to come for me, he's going to come for me either way. So, everybody's going to know who did it. You know what I mean? I took back my power. That crazy fuck, he knows where he is. Who cares? But, there's 100 articles. Hashtag Jeffrey Konowalski. Stalker. Everywhere. So, he's fucked. And that's how you take your power back. What? Sorry, I'm eating, but I haven't eaten all day, of course. I'm talking to you like this because I don't show you the sad side of me. I disappear sometimes. You guys probably notice that for a week or whatever. And that's when that happens to me. The down. I'm trying to stay ahead of it. And this weekend, there's no way I'm letting it take me like it did last year. Not a chance. That's why I'm doing this giant event for him. Grieve. I'm just exploring different ways to grieve because this is my first year of ever having to deal with something like this. And the Grievers Gone Wild event
starting at Hank's Steakhouse in Green Valley Station, Las Vegas, Nevada, is a place to celebrate his life. That's where he worked. And he has a million people still there a year later, you know, that are thrilled and happy. I sent out kind of a precursor yesterday because I want to put feelers out for other ideas on what I want to do. It's just kind of the same thing. Go to different places, hear different stories. You know what I mean? As a group. And just everybody recorded on their things. And I'm going to, on my site, have a, I don't want to call it a memorial page. I want to call it something better. But, and that way we have their histories and they're not forgotten. Because I can't stand the thought of him being in the ground. The cold ground that just, oh, it makes me horrible. If, I mean, his dad wanted it because he's from the Midwest. And I was, you know, I didn't think it was going to bother me. I didn't know, but it bothers the fuck out of me. I hate it. I don't know. I hate it. I think it's cursed him. So the last time I disappeared, because my dad died in December, on December 18th. So I lost the two main men in my life. And I couldn't, I don't know, I'm not like a big emotional crier or anything, but I live way, way, way across town from where, I mean, exact opposite side of town from where, not his funeral, but his memorial was. And my body, I don't know, I had a very physical reaction where I was, my body started shaking so weirdly. You know what I mean? Shaking, like not just a little shaking, a lot shaking. So I think the grief was coming out physically, but there's no way I could have driven, you know, across town on the freeway and all that, and I just couldn't make it. And then my family hasn't talked to me since, so that's nice. But you know how they say the people closest to you, I mean, yeah, I have a whole life full of wildness and things that they don't agree with, but the thing is, it's my life. And you know, the things that I feel bad about are the times maybe I've hurt people or things like that, you know? But they're my decisions. In the long run, actually I learned this when I was, I don't know, 4 years old. When people are saying, you gotta go to church, you gotta whatever, this and that. And I'm like, says who? You know, who made that law up? Who made that rule up? So I've been marching to my own, you know, beat since then. I am definitely self-reflective, or had been for very long, actually. I'm very clear on who I am, though, now. I have no doubt. I am who I was meant to be all along. I'm a late bloomer, I guess. But it feels like I've been training for life. You know, all the things that I have done, all the experiences, all the work, all the this, all the that, has brought me to a place where I have an amazing amount of knowledge on so many things. I don't know. I just want to do, well, Josh has started his podcast, which I just started mine. I was actually exploring YouTube. And a long time ago, Facebook did a lot better monetization. Now they're trying to steal all your money all the time. I just found the page of all the times they shut me down. I was going to take a snapshot, but I should have. It was probably about 20 times. You know, when they have the little notices. And then they say, oh, we apologize. They did actually just the other, was it yesterday? For nothing. I mean, I don't. It was so ridiculous, and it took it down. But I think they just like naturally take it down because they assume I'm gonna do something. I don't know. And it's not even like a person. It's an algorithm. It's a freaking supercomputer looking for combinations of words. So that's nice. Anyway, everything I have been doing all this time has been inspired by my beautiful son because of what he accomplished and what he was doing. And I just really took a good long hard look at all my talent skills and all of that to just waste it. That's ridiculous. So I am, you know, actively taking a look at the world and its issues and seeing what I can do. And the one thing I am doing for sure is my community. I am building and connecting it. And I'm doing it with synergistically, which by that it means synergy. I was talking about this last night, I think, too. Synergy is about your environmentally, you know, eco-friendly and all that. You use natural resources and people, and you get everybody involved in the building of it, you know? Because when they help to build it, they care a lot more about taking care of it. And my thing is completely separated from all these giant mega corporations all over the place. It's a separate entity all its own. It is anything that we want it to be, but it's definitely about integrity. It's definitely organic, grassroots. I have not paid one nickel for any advertisement, and I am leading by example what you can do with the phone, because I hear excuse after excuse, and believe me, I was full of them. But that's why I'm doing Podcasting for Dummy, and that's why I leave it mistakes and all. Well, tell you the truth, I mean, I learned, I know the bones of everything about internet marketing and all of that. I know the bones. I know the theories. I know how it works. And I don't want to have to take the time to learn the newest software. You know what I'm saying? Button pushing? Nah. So that's why I went with unedited and live and unscripted, because what's going on in my life right now, the things that are happening, when I try, everything I've tried to plan has never worked. Not one time. Not one time. So, however, I'm a survivor. I'm a problem solver. And you guys are seeing that. But I am lucking into that my roommate of such incredible skill, wow, and the type A organizational kind of personality I need is right here to help me, because I cannot do everything. And I am not, you know, the people that commit to me, with very few exceptions, except for Mackenzie, of course. And I'm trying to think who else. Oh, my marketer, Crystal, have flaked, you know, one after the other. And it's because they know me, and they are assuming, I don't know what they're assuming. I don't know if it's so ununderstandable. It's so hard to understand. Because I can't explain it anymore. And the thing is this, the world is constantly changing, is it not? So, you know what I'm saying? You got to embrace change. It's not going to stay the same. You have to move. The people that try to hoard, you know, you meet them. They try to hoard the knowledge, you know, so they can hold that over you and keep you down. That's ridiculous. Because when you learn things, you should empower others with that, and that frees you up to go someplace even higher. So come on. Work together, not, you know. The isolationalism, the, oh God, all the hatred and the shaming and all that. I found out, though, the people that were actually shaming me were some girls, or I don't know if it was girls or boys, whoever the hell, from my high school that I never knew. I mean, we were a big family, popular family, cheerleaders, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And so I posted my thing with Mackenzie, grieving my dad, where we were going back in time all the way through my old neighborhood, da, da, da. And we were going to go to the high school, and she had to go home because of her son, because it was getting late. But I posted it to my alumni, and of all the people, they're the ones that had a problem and took it down. And I'm just like, what the fudge? They're my alumni? Isn't that what they're for, right? Isn't that what they're for? To, like, support you through things like that? Through grief? You know? My family were big supporters. I mean, I looked on that page, and I didn't have... there's nothing about my family anywhere in there, you know? So it was just like a very small-minded little group. I'm sorry, I apologize to, I don't mean all of you by any stretch, but I mean, I didn't even know about it. But, you know, I'm just saying, if you're going to be in charge of high school reunions and things like that, you got to make it dynamic and fun and not just bunch of people that are just getting older and older and talking about who died or whatever, and, you know, trying to impress each other with whatever they did with their lives. I don't know. It's not. That's so high school. But, yeah, I was surprised at that, that they would do that, because I thought alumni should support you. Because, you know, like, for the younger ones, the people that are your really good friends when you're young, those are the ones usually that stick with you through your life. It's very hard to make connections later on, but it does happen, believe me. So I'm lucky like that. Anyway, so that's when I did my infamous... my infamous butt picture with the tastefully artful Chaparral High School class of 1984 banner, you know, over the crack or wherever, and sent it to him, basically saying, kiss my ass, how's this for a post? I see I mentioned the school. And then, of course, I think I'm banned for life now. However, I think one person unfollowed me, and I got 41 people that came on. So what does that say? You know? Plus, victim shaming. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hear it all the time. I don't know. I'm a defender. I've always been a defender. I'll jump in the middle of everything. God, when I used to be a cocktail waitress and people would get in fights, I wouldn't get in a fight. I'm like, just some creative shit would happen. But I was never had a, you know, there's like, I don't want to get involved people. Those ones, there's just all kinds of people. They are what they are. Sheep, there's this, there's that. And, my daughter, my beautiful daughter, who is very elegant and refined and this and that, but fierce too, man. She's so much like me. And number one banker on all of US Bank. And right before the promised great promotion, you know, like less than a week before that, she got robbed at gunpoint in the bank by two stupid girls who didn't wear a mask but wore wigs. Brilliant. Rocket scientists, I tell you. My daughters just stared them down, my little 100-pound, beautiful, gorgeous daughter. Stared them down and said, "Sure you want to do that?" She's got these incredible turquoise eyes and didn't break a gaze. And knock on wood, I've never had a gun pointed at me, but boy, does that say something about you, huh? Wanna fuck with that one. So I'm just kind of telling you the other side of me. Because don't think for a second I'm not sad. I wore Josh's pants, sweatpants, the last pants he wore before he died. I hadn't, of course, watched them either, and I wore them around for 5 days when I disappeared, around the time my dad died. So, you know, I have my sad times. I don't know. I just handle things different. Yeah.
Wash up your bed.
Yeah.
Oh, it was cute.
I know, right? You want to say hi to the podcast?
No.
They can't see you.
Oh, hi.
It's a podcast. Just say. Yeah,
hello.
It's on. Yeah, I'm talking about because, well, I was trying to do the event thingy and the photos. I can't make a decision with Josh. And then I was trying to link his name and another one of his social medias got closed. And that just kind of stopped me in my tracks. So I work out of the bathroom. You guys know that. I know, right? Look at this. It's lined and everything.
Very cute.
I just got this amazing dress. Of course, it's like $10. But okay, I just wanted to share all that with you. And so this podcast, this is for, I'm putting this in Joshua's. What do we call it? Griefers Gone Wild event. But this is about growing this podcast as fast as we can. Income stream. And it's about listening and sharing. Let me blow it up. It's all right. I'm already doing great. But anybody that has this, please, 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 just do this. It's an experiment. I promise you it's a win-win because I'll have a huge podcasting thing where we'll all be connected and everybody will benefit from this. So please, please, please listen and share. All right? Alrighty, cool. More tomorrow about the event. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's like, oh, shoot. Yeah, I can't. You're going to have to help me do that one thing.